Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Helping sales teams and organizations create a consistent flow of revenue has been the focus of my consulting practice at Engage Selling for the last 15 years. I have found that sales leaders, salespeople, business owners find it incredibly frustrating to go through the booms and busts or highs and lows of inconsistent revenue production. And I know that inconsistent revenue production doesn't have to exist. Companies, big or small, can create consistent revenue growth if they just know how. And it's my passion for this that led me to write my recent book, Nonstop Sales Boom. And I'm excited to announce the book is available. And in the spirit of sharing and to share some of my passion for the book, I thought today we could share an excerpt. In fact, I'm going to read you the introduction. I hope in this introduction that you learn something that you can apply to your own business. And of course, that you're inspired to share this podcast with others and maybe even go out and buy the book yourself. So here we go. The introduction to our most recent book, A Nonstop Sales Boom. Most organizations are far too familiar with the following scenario. At the end of the quarter, team members are frenetically working to close deals. Some will close those deals and some won't. At the end of the quarter, some salespeople will have made their target and some haven't. At the start of the next quarter, almost all of them, those who didn't meet their targets and those who did, will be facing insufficient pipelines and spend the next weeks chasing new deals that may or may not close in time. Feast or famine, boom or bust, apex or nadir, it's a pattern all too many sales organizations regard as a necessary evil. I don't. I see it simply as an evil, and that's what compelled me to write Nonstop Sales Boom. Sadly, all too often when teams perform well in one quarter, they are more likely to see results collapse in the next quarter. Why? Well, in the all-consuming rush to close deals at the end of the quarter or year, key activities fall by the wayside. And when activities like lead qualification and account management suffer, the seeds are sown for bad results down the line, in effect creating a self-imposed vicious cycle where results vary significantly from quarter to quarter. For sales leader, this boom and bust creates enormous uncertainty and inconsistency, yet it's considered normal. Do any of the following statements sound familiar? We always have inconsistent results because our buyers don't buy in the first month of the quarter. I expect fluctuating individual sales performance. They can't be perfect all the time. If they were, that would show us that our targets are too low. It's okay to have a few of the team underperform. They're balanced out by the overperformers. Ah, I'm just in a slump. I'll get over it soon. Our business is always seasonal. It's just the typical sales hockey stick. Or, it's always been this way. Nothing we can do will change it now. Frankly, these are just justifications of poor sales management and the reasons why everybody should read this book carefully. However hard you try to justify it, boom-bust revenue production is indicative of a much larger problem, a non-strategic boom-bust mentality that somehow manages to adhere like glue to the brains of sales management. I know that sales reliability is highly sought in sales organizations, and that reliability continues to be an elusive goal. I also know that the process of chasing it down leaves sales executives who are dealing with end-of-quarter stress and individual salespeople who are trying to establish consistency completely devoid of the energy they need to do their jobs. In fact, a sales president I spoke with the other day told me sales reliability was also the cause of her gray hair. While extensive improvement work has been done by experts and well-intentioned companies in specific tactical parts of the sales process, such as cold calling, prospecting, and presenting, never before has a focus been placed on the specific causes and cures for the roller coaster boom-bust cycle that most organizations endure until now. Welcome to Nonstop Sales Boom. In this book, I will challenge you to reject the typical boom and bust sales cycles where results lurch between highs and lows and the end of the quarter is a mad scramble. Instead, you'll learn the strategic and tactics for creating your own perpetual sales growth, quarter after quarter, year after year. At the heart of these strategies and tactics is a new framework called Sales Radar that replaces the step-by-step mindset of traditional sales with a holistic, constantly spinning assessment of all the opportunities for sales that surround you. The Sales Radar mindset is not just focused on attracting prospects and closing sales, but also explores the myriad of opportunities with and through current customers, from leads and sales that arise during the implementation or participation phase to bigger sales to current customers looking to grow their engagement with your company, to the leads to new qualified prospects from satisfied customers whose enthusiastic advocacy can be leveraged into sales to new clients. In this book, you'll learn in detail how the four states of engagement of your sales radar, attraction, participation, growth, and leverage, break the boom and bust sales cycle and instead lead your company to a nonstop sales boom. And that's it. Nonstop Sales Boom is available now on Amazon.com.ca or any of your favorite booksellers. It's brought to you by Amacom, and I would encourage you to be part of the dialogue. Take a look at the book now, visit our website, and share your stories with me. I'll be happy to engage with you on our blog, our social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and help you to create a nonstop sales boom this year. You've been listening to the sales leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.